everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Connections. I'm Dawn Reese, your host, and this is at tantalk1340.com on your local AM dial as well as the internet. And I have a super amazing, super power packed house show today. Woohoo! Peter, that is a hand clap and a half. And I'm here with Yvonne Madison, my co-host. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, we're great. Yes. Good week.
Very good. Martin Luther King Parade.
I know. We're going to talk about that and try to get him on the air as well. And I thanked him. I sent him everything. It was crowncars.com.
Yes. Philip Boone.
Yes. Yes. We want to thank him live on the air. We have a princess in the house to our right. We help a lot of the kids that are in the city that cannot be in pageants or want to be a beauty queen. And we are going to actually have her audition today. And we'll have something exciting to tell her later. And we also have our weatherman. We're going to the weather in just a minute. We also have Rachel Barcelona in the house. And wait till you see what is going to happen. Wave to everybody on the internet. Woohoo! We're going to have a really super power-packed show today. And Periscope people, thank you for watching. Okay, so let's go right into our weather. Mr. Bert Arnold, what's our weather forecast as we're all chilly and warming up?
All right, well, thank you so much for having me, girls. Yvonne and Dawn.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And so our weather forecast is it's going to be windy for about another 10 hours in the Tampa Bay area. The winds will subside overnight. Tomorrow's going to be a nice day, highs in the low 60s. We start the day off in the low 50s, or actually more in the low 40s. We're going to start the day off, but it's sunny, so it's going to warm up nicely. And Monday will be nice as well. It'll be a sunny skies. And then clouds slowly creep in through the week. And a typical late January week, we'll have highs in the low 60s. And we're going to start the mornings off at the high 40s and low 50s, just depending upon your locations.
How about the boating?
Boating.
And as far as the marine forecast goes, well, anything over this afternoon, stay home. Want to go fishing, stay in the bays because the seas will still be rolling pretty well offshore. Seas are now over 6 to 12 feet.
Oh, boy.
So you don't want to be out there. Certainly small crafts offshore, you would want to stay inland, do your bay fishing for redfish, and go by the bridges and things of that sort. But just stay close to the shore, and everything should be a good day.
Okay, you know about the weather. The whole East Coast is with a storm.
Yes, they are just getting there, digging out from snow.
Yes.
We've had reports from West Virginia that 3 to 4 foot snow.
Yes.
We have reports from New York. People are saying that they can't get to work.
Right.
And so they are snowed in. The trains are closed down.
Yes.
Everything just goes to a stop. And we live in beautiful Florida.
Yes, we do.
We don't have to worry about that one.
I know. Well, Peter, we have a special surprise for Bert because we were talking about something and we're going to get Katie on the line in a minute. And this is really important. I know you're driving on down the road to the beach and maybe you're taking that nice beach walk on a crystal, windy day here.
Uh-huh.
And our beaches are refrigerated. I saw that.
Yes.
So we're waiting for Katie to come on. Now, Bert went for his first pedicure.
Yes, I did.
Yes. And my son was jealous because he went as well and said, Mom, how come I didn't get to go? And there's a lot of men that get pedicures, right, Bert?
Yes.
Well, when you went, you thought it was like a dentist's office, and you're like, oh, my gosh, and there's all these women there. But then when you sat in the chair and she started to do your feet, Katie, the beautiful lady.
Okay.
What did you think?
Well, it was a really nice experience. Katie, she was really good with my feet, and the water was nice and warm, and everything was super clean and very inviting.
Right.
The For all you guys out there, I was embarrassed to go there because I had a big callus on my heel.
Oh, boy.
And I was embarrassed about it, but I manned up and went there, and they took care of it, and it was really a wonderful experience, and I look forward to going back.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so let's see if Katie, is she on the line?
The line.
Hi, yes, you're live on the radio. Katie, the beautiful lady, my favorite nail salon in the world where I go to. Katie, first, tell everybody where you work.
I work at Ultimate Nail at the Edmonton Nursery in Belgium.
That's right. Now, you remember my fiance. He had everybody cracking up really hard. It was his first time, and you did his feet. And Bert, say hi to Katie.
Hello, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm walking better.
Good. I'm glad to hear about that. How is your virgin pedicure? After you have virgin pedicure, you feel better now?
Yes, I do. I don't feel so rough.
Yeah, like in the middle of the night, I'd have it on my leg, and I like pushing his foot off of me. And he's like, do my feet. And I went, no, I'm taking you in.
No, you know what, Bert? You're an inspiration because
true.
A lot of men do not get pedicures, and I think that they should because your feet are very, very important. They have reflexology that could tell you all about what the feet are made of and how it helps your whole body.
Well, my sister-in-law takes a sand blaster to my brother. That's kind of like, remember the movie Dumb and Dumber?
Yes, you know, the pedicure was really awesome. And now that we're talking about feet, my insoles from
feet.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I've been wearing street shoes for the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
And my knees aren't hurting. I can wear my favorite pairs of shoes all week long. And I'm going to wear them out in probably 6 months.
I have mine on.
Yes, I do, too. And
yes.
myfeet.com, I think, you know, we're going to actually put that, the video I did over at the Tampa Home Show. We'll put that on the Facebook so everybody can order them as
It's like walking on a cloud.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're nice.
They're very good.
Massage your feet. And, my feet, my joints, my shins
were hurt. Katie's still on the line.
Yes.
I know. Now she's hearing all about feet.
I heard.
Myfeet.com.
Well, Katie, how many men come to your salon?
About like 30 men come every month. Yeah.
Okay.
The lady wants to look beautiful and the man looks to look nice.
Yes.
Right. What was the funniest thing with Bert that you remember? When Bert was getting his feet done, he had everybody laughing. Do you remember the funniest thing that he said?
Right. He said he's shy, he's a virgin, he never happy.
Oh, a foot virgin.
Yeah.
That's a new concept.
After he have it, the figure, he said, okay, we'll be back. I'm wonderful. I feel much better now.
That's good. Right. Everybody, Katie, give your phone number so everybody can call and make appointments at this amazing salon. And maybe Peter, our sportscaster, can get over there and get a pedicure. How's that mean? Yeah, he's like, I'll go. All right, say your number, and we want to thank you so much for calling in today.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, and your phone number over at the salon.
Okay, it's the Ultimate Nail. Its phone number is 727-538-0053.
Perfect.
And welcome for everybody and the men, too.
There we go. And we'll be back. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you for calling. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you. Coming back.
Beautiful lady. Let's go to a commercial real quick, Peter, with our tax. Your family has the tax.
Yes.
And it's needed now.
Oh, I was in the office this morning.
There you go. I got my taxes ready to give to you.
Oh, good. You're going to love it.
Thank you. We'll go to that commercial. We'll be right back with Rachel. Yes, Rachel Barcelona. Okay.
Folks. house. Do you guys have a 401k, life annuity, or retirement plan? Well, I've got good news for you. Tax and financial guru Daryl Madison will be able to help you understand funding, financing, and investing in this turbulent financial season. Call him, the tax and financial guru, Daryl Madison, at 813-872-9900. That's 813-872-9900. Tell him you heard about him from Miss Floria Diva of the Dawn Reese Radio Show, Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're back. And so, everybody, we need a big applause, hand clap here for Rachel. And Peter, are we ready? That's for you.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, a little bit like that. Yes.
I know. So we have now your title that you're holding now is called.
Oh, well, I have to look down at
it. She's got so many. She's got,
there's a lot in that box sitting right next to me. Miss Florida ANSO National Miss.
Oh, and what does your title represent now? How did you get that title?
It's a long story.
That's okay. We have an hour.
A lot of parties and stuff.
Okay. Do you remember in 2009 you were one of my beauty queens?
Yes, I remember that.
Right.
But this title, you have to, it's really platform-based.
Right.
And my platform is autism awareness, but I titled it The Ability Beyond Disabilities.
I love it.
Because I myself have autism, and I want to show people with autism and other disabilities that they can achieve their dreams.
I want to tell you, you are such an inspiration, a role model. I mean, I see her on so many shows. I see her on Oprah and Ellen, and I just, you're just, what a role. I see you doing so much stuff.
I wish.
I know. Yeah, this is a platform takeoff. This is what we're doing. This is why we have Hollywood Connections, because I take the video. I take the information. I send it over to other people and other shows.
Oh man, if I met Oprah, I'd be like, how you doing? Oh wait, that's Wendy Williams. But I would say that to her anyway. How you doing?
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Now I know Yvonne wants to ask you some questions as well.
Okay, well I met her earlier. She's a really delightful lady.
Thank you.
Thank you. And what are you doing presently right now?
In the present?
Yes.
Well, my life is mostly focused on college. I mean, you'll know about
USF?
That. No, not USF. I go to SPC Clearwater.
Okay.
But still, the workload is phenomenal. I topple it very mm-hmm. much so. But someday I hope to transfer. I don't know what I really want right now. Right.
And how old are you now?
I am 18 years old, so that's how you know I have no idea what I want. But sometimes I have a good idea. Like, for example, I know that I want to be a teacher because mm-hmm. at first I wanted to be a psychologist, but that didn't work.
Okay.
You mm-hmm. have to try a variety of things.
Oh, that's true.
I'm on the camera. Hi.
That's Periscope.
That's Periscope.
I don't look too fat, do I?
No.
Beautiful.
Super gorgeous.
Yes.
Our super title holder. Now, you're holding a pageant magazine there. You know,
yeah.
I've written for Pageantry Magazine, pageantrymagazine.com. And look at that gorgeous picture. Show that to the world here.
Okay, that's me.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow.
Yes, it's gorgeous.
And show to the internet up there as well.
Okay.
And tell us how you got into Pageantry Magazine.
Into the magazine? Well, I have been with them for a while, actually, but I had to claw my way there. I have to kneel down to get into that thing.
Well, here. Is that better?
A little.
Oh, kind of, sort of?
You're zooming in on
We're trying Periscope here. It's a live broadcast as well, besides being on the air.
This is not safe for work.
So, so you got into the magazine, and is that the latest issue that came out?
This is the latest issue, but I think what really got me into the magazine is because during my pageant career, if you can call it, I won the Spirit of Pageantry Award twice.
Oh, that's right.
So I guess that's why the people wanted me in it.
Fabulous. Okay. You know, that magazine was featured in Miss Congeniality.
Oh, because I love that movie, you know.
Yes. I know. And so you also, now you have been in so many other pageants. Were you in National American Miss as well?
Oh, that is the one pageant I have not done yet.
We have to get her into Steve Mays. That is fabulous.
I want to do it so bad. Everyone tells me, you got to do NAMM. You got to do NAMM.
Wow. Yes, you do. He took me on tour for almost a year with Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best.
Really?
And we were roommates, and she was a child star. And we went around, and we judged all his pageants. So I got some inside secrets,
which is really good.
I'm very happy that you're here because we have... our newest beauty queen right over here.
She's a princess.
Her name is Atlantis.
Atlantis.
And you can be an inspiration to her, I'm sure. Would you like to ask her a question?
How many interviews have you had?
I can't answer that because when you do pageants, there's so many interviews that you do and you lose count. But I can tell you about the interview experience. Sometimes, or actually all the time, when you first start out, you feel like you're going really nuts. You're shaking uncontrollably because it's your first interview. But with practice and more experience, you think, I can do this.
Yeah. Awesome. Have to put in the work.
Yeah. I mean, you should talk to the judges like you're talking to your best friends.
Well, you know, a lot of people, because we're in the pageant world, and she's my Miss Florida diva. She's 80 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, she doesn't look like it. She's super gorgeous.
She looks 60.
Thank you.
Isn't that sweet? I love that.
And you look like Miss America.
I agree. I see that in her future with everything that she's doing. I totally agree with you. And, you know, a lot of people get titles. And I'm going to tell you, as a pageant judge, I've seen them do nothing with their titles.
Really?
Yes. And I want to tell you, because you've done so much, I follow you and see all the fabulous things you're doing. Can you give even some of my girls that are listening today some advice to them what you need to do with your title? They don't have to wait on their director. What are some of the things in the community that you've done?
Well, that is actually really great advice. Do not wait on your director. You should go out and see what your community has to offer. Like for me, I saw what Events for Autism Awareness was in my community, and I jumped right on it, baby.
Fabulous. Fabulous. And tell us some of the other things that you've done, where you've appeared in guest appearances.
Oh, the thing that struck me the most was that I got to sing at Madison Square Gardens.
Oh, that's my home state, New York.
Now, who got you into Madison Square Gardens by chance?
This wonderful man that also has a radio show. His name is Steve Vaccaro.
Right.
And he arranged it himself.
Well, what would you like to say to him on the air? Just thank him so we can send him the podcast. What would you like to say to him?
Steve, thank you very much for all you've done. I love you very much, and I can't wait to see you again.
Sounds like somebody good. Great.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, also, how are we doing, Peter, on calls? We're good?
Actually, we have Diane on the line, and we have another caller on the line. So,
okay, let's get the other caller. Diane, hold with us. We'll be right with you. And hello, caller. You're calling to Tantalk 1340 AM.
Hey, it's Nancy McBride from Park City, Utah.
Hi, Nancy McBride. I am so excited. What are you doing today?
Oh, we are at the Sundance Film Festival and doing all the screenings. Week right now, the last first couple of days is all the documentaries and the foreign films.
I am so jealous. You're at Sundance?
Sundance.
I'm at Sundance, yeah.
Oh, film festival. She is a top casting director to the entertainment industry. Nancy, do you know Rachel here in the studio with us?
I did not catch all her name. I just popped in because I had a split second to call in.
Thank you. And we went some, maybe can bring some interviews to the station. That would be great. Down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Rachel's an actress. Say hi to Nancy.
Hello, Miss Nancy.
Hi, Rachel.
What would you like to ask this casting director? Tell you have an agent.
I do have an agent.
Yes?
I do. I support my friends with their creative endeavors, but I do love acting. I was an award-winning thespian in high school.
Ooh.
But if I ever get an opportunity to do a movie, I am amazing at it.
There you go, Nancy. Another talent for you.
There you go. Perfect.
Well, Nancy, any castings coming up here in Florida for anyone?
Well, we're working on a few things. I got a few things in the working out. Right now we're working on a runway show for a charity, the Healing Hands, in Orlando on February 27th. We also have Paul Mitchell's. We have two shoots for Paul Mitchell's based out of L.A., 18 and older on that. And I think that's it at the time. We have four movies pending this year. I just don't have all their breakdowns.
I gotcha. Well, how can people get in touch with you? Your Facebook, your phone number. And I love Nancy because she's always doing something in the business, especially where she's at now, of course. That tells you the power person she is. And Nancy, give your website.
It's Real Casting, RealKasting.com. You can sign up for the newsletter on the right-hand side of the website, and you'll get all of our email blasts. Any kind of industry news will come straight to your email.
Fabulous. We're going to send Rachel's photo over there, too, for your casting file. How's that?
Perfect. Sounds awesome.
Very cool. Well, how's the weather there?
Oh, the snowstorm's coming in. It's cold, Dawn.
I hope you got a fireplace and some hot buttered rum and,
I know.
I gotcha. But, hey, thank you so much. Nancy's our casting call-in for the day. And we look forward to having you at the station really soon, very soon.
Yeah, when I get back into town, we'll schedule that. And then I'll do my best to call in on Saturday, and I'll give you my predictions on Sundance because I'll get all the movies in.
Yeah. What celebrities are down there?
Penn and Teller is the ones that is, and a few others, but you know what? It's hit or miss on being able to catch them because they're everywhere.
Well, say hi to Debbie Durkin if you can find Durkin. She was my agent back in Chicago. She's down there now, and I think she's at the same festival. So if you find her, get a picture with her. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I can find her on Main Street.
I gotcha. I'll hook you up on Facebook so maybe she can, you know, take a peek and see where you are. That'd
awesome.
Be cool.
That'll be perfect.
Have
awesome.
Fun, Nancy. I'm so jealous
right,
you're
thanks,
down there, but you're having fun, and I'm glad you called in. Thank you. All right, God bless.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
All right, so next we have on the line, because we have a special call in at 3:30, we have Diane, and we're just going to introduce Diane. Now, Diane has a book called Stalking Celebrities, but it's called Celebrity Obsession.
Yeah,
so she's on, and maybe you can ask her a question, but Yvonne just read her whole book. And she's going to come back, and she's going to tell us more, because our call-ins today are really heavy. We got a lot of call-ins today. So welcome, Diane. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
So Yvonne read your book, Overcoming Celebrity Obsession, and she wants to give an overview of what you thought of the book and then tell Diane what you thought.
Well, first of all, for all that information, I mean, you had so much detail to everything and the costumes, the houses, everything about your people that you had obsession with. I thought that was amazing. You even spoke of the Temptations and other people that back in the day, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
You brought it all in, and really, I thought it was a great book. I thought it could be a movie.
I agree.
I really do, and I think that it would definitely help people to understand what obsessions are. So how are you doing, Diane?
Good.
Yes.
Okay, Diane, we have a super beauty queen, rising superstar in the house with us, and her name is Rachel. Rachel, what would you like to tell this woman that is actually wrote a book about overcoming celebrity obsession? Do you have a question for her?
Well, I have two. Not really questions, but I think that's a wonderful book that she wrote, because I think our culture really faces a real terrible problem with celebrity obsession these days, what with all the magazines on the rack. And I would also like to announce that I finished my own book.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
It's a fantasy novel.
Wow, congratulations.
Well, you know what? A lot of the obsessions is a type of fantasy, right, Diane?
Yes.
Right. Yes. Okay, and so, Diane, tell everybody where they can buy the book.
Well, it's available online. You can get it from iUniverse or Amazon. And I think Barnes & Noble carries it online.
Okay. And so we want to thank you so much. And we're going to go into more of the chapters again next week.
Yes, we could go by chapter each one.
Yeah, because I'm starting to read over it.
It's very important that people know about that.
Where did we stop at? Chapter 3?
Last time.
Last time.
I think we did, and we're going to go on to give other chapters. But Diane, thank you so much. We're going to be putting that book up in some of the interviews I did with you.
Okay.
All right. God bless. Thank you.
Do you have any idea about doing a movie, Diane?
She's gone.
Aww.
That's right. She's going to come back next week.
Okay.
I know, because we have Peter's going to make that call that I gave you that number at 3:30. Now, can you pop that person on?
And while you're waiting, could I ask Atlantis something? How are you enjoying the show?
I think it's great.
And you see your work is cut out for you.
Yes.
Well, since Atlantis is here, of course, let me tell you something. We help a lot of the kids that cannot afford to get into pageants. And so that's where our donations go as well. And so we're helping Atlantis. I know you were in the Martin Luther King Parade. We put you in and we made you a princess for the day. As like, you know, Princess Diaries movie. Did you see that?
Yes, when I was a little kid.
Okay, well, you know, I still watch it, you know. And all she made them all princesses. Remember, she gave them a crown?
Yeah, I remember that.
That's kind of like me. And so that's what I helped with Atlantis. How'd you like the parade?
It was very, very great.
It was great? And so we have made her an honorary, but we have to ask you an audition right now. This is what my show is about, but also being a reporter. Why would you like to be a beauty queen reporter for my show?
Because I can do very, very great things.
Okay, would you like to interview maybe somebody at Dolphin Tail down there at the movie with the, you know, the aquarium? Would you like to see Winter or Hope?
Yeah.
One of those? Okay, and who would you like to interview? Anybody comes to mind? Just anybody in the what would you like to be when you're older?
I want to be the same thing Rachel wants to be. I want to be a teacher too.
Oh, you've already inspired her already.
Awesome.
Very cool. Very cool.
Well, let me tell you, I was a teacher and I taught people that had autism. I'm so excited because one time there was a little boy who came to my school and he had autism. He was only 3 years old and he came in with another teacher. And by 1 year, he was over it. And I don't know if he was really over it, but he was able to function like everybody else. And I was so impressed. I was the first person I ever met. And then I went to work with all the ones who didn't get that opportunity. And I saw the difference between getting that opportunity while you're young and when you don't get it. And mm-hmm. I'm so proud yes. of you.
I know.
I'm so proud.
And she's a singer, too. And we have two record people calling in, one from Denver and one from Orlando that works with Marie Starr. She's mm-hmm. good friends with him. And if you Google Marie Starr, you'll see he's got a new teen group that's out as well, which is really cool. And I know you want to learn how to sing. And I'd like you to ask her about her singing career, Rachel, because, is there something that you could sing for a second and show a little bit of your...
A second?
Yeah.
Well, I did have a song planned. I'm a classically trained singer, so I wouldn't recommend this song for her age just yet, but she could try.
Okay.
So did anyone want to hear it?
Oh, we do. The whole world.
We want to hear you.
We're ready. We're definitely ready.
Okay. So what I had in the back of my head, you guys know the Phantom of the Opera?
Oh, yes. I've seen it a couple of times. My husband worked for the Metropolitan Opera House.
Oh, really?
The man that's out there.
Exactly. Sweet. Oh, yeah. I can see him. Well, since we're crunched on time, I wanted to sing the ending verse of Think of Me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I love that song. Flowers fade, the fruits of summer fade, they have their season, so do we. But please promise me that sometimes you will think
Wow, oh I just got God. Chills. I just got chills. She's amazing. Wow, you bring tears to people's eyes. I just watch you. You have this angel baby all over you, you know?
That is wonderful.
Fabulous. Now,
what did you think about it?
I thought she was really great.
Awesome.
Aww, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Peter, I know we're taking callers today. If you want to call in, it's 727-441-3000. And we have a caller on the line right now. Hi, you're calling Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese. And Yvonne Madison.
Yes, co-hosting.
Hello, you're on the air live.
Yes, thank you so much. This is Mario from New York.
Mario from New York?
Yes. I know. I think Rachel Barcelona is on the show tonight.
Hello, Steve.
Hi,
you got me already, Rachel.
She was just thanking you.
Rachel, so, how'd you know that was me?
I could tell by your voice. Did you hear my message?
Oh, boy. I was supposed to do this whole joke. Dawn and I got in on this. And,
I did.
It didn't really
No, I'll still do whatever you want me to.
Aww. Well, actually, you know...
Rachel, you're live in New York, too, so I want to tell everybody to hi to you, because you have so many followers and listeners in New York City, and I know that you're going to be coming to New York City in a couple weeks. Why are you coming here?
I am coming here for New York Fashion Week.
Ooh.
Yes.
Nice. Well, Steve, you know, we have you on the air, and I want to thank you, because people on your station are listening to us as well, and we want to thank you. We look forward to working with you. Rachel, you just hooked us up, two radio talk show hosts.
Yes, I did. He's
and I'm
a
from
really
New
good
York.
One.
I'm from New York. That's my hometown.
So, Steve, tell everybody about your show and where to tune in as well.
Yeah, we're the chapters wrapped on WTVB, 1240 AM, the oldest radio station in New York. And you can tune into 1240 AM. And also you can go to www.1240wtvb.com. You can go on there. And every Tuesday I have a show on ycradio.org, the chapters wrapped. And it's a community-based show. We're a talk show. I'm a psychologist by trade. And we bring people together. We have live musicians on every show. We have a youth hero, and Rachel was our second youth hero of all time. So I want to congratulate Rachel for that honor. And Rachel, last year, came to Madison Square Garden in New York City and sang God Bless America in front of thousands of people before a New York Liberty game. How'd you feel about that, Rachel?
It was amazing.
I have that video we posted up there. Steve, your show sounds fabulous. And Yvonne's from New York here, my co-host.
Yes.
And, you know, our show is helping people get connected in show business. And Rachel actually connected us, and I'm very grateful to her on doing that. And we want to thank you, because your listeners, you know, if they want to get connected in show business or, you know, want to hear of casting directors that called in from, what, Sundance Film Festival today. And that's what my show is about, to help you get connected. But also, since, Steve, you're on the air, I have a special surprise for Rachel. I'm going to make her one of my entertainment reporters. Officially, she has a media ID.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I do. And I have one for your mother coming in, because she'll probably be doing most of the filming as well.
Yes.
So I'd like you to start doing stories for us on the air and bringing in some celebrities, and people will help set up for you. Would you be interested?
That would be awesome.
Very cool. So
wonderful.
She's one of our main reporters for Tan Talk 1340.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. And Steve, what else would you like to talk about real quick? You got about a minute and a half.
Rachel's going to be coming up here, and we can't wait to see her. She's going to be co-hosting with me on February 13th on the Chapters Wrap on WGBB, the first radio station on Long Island. And Rachel, we have so many plans for you moving forward that our listeners are in for a treat on February 13th. We're excited, because I do some work in Tampa, and I'm eager to kind of work along with you, Dawn, and your show.
Oh, good.
You kind of bridge that gap a little bit, because I know I'm a fond admirer of your show, and hopefully your listeners begin to listen to our show. You can tune in to WGBB 1240 AM every Saturday from 3 to 4, www.1240wgbb.com, or you can come on our Facebook, the Chapters Wrap with Steve Vaccaro, on the Facebook page, and check it out and see what we do. But this is only the beginning, Dawn, so I want to thank you so very much. We have a blizzard here.
I heard,
yes.
We have 2 feet of snow, so I have to get off the line, finish my show, and start to shovel myself out of here.
And try to get home.
I know you guys, what degree weather is it in Florida right now?
Oh, 55 degrees.
Yeah, kind of chilly. But we love it.
And we want to thank you. We're going to help some of our singers get onto your show. And if you have anybody that wants to come on our show, so we look forward to collaborating with you. And again, thank you to Rachel. What a blessing you are.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Very much so. And Steve, thank you.
No, thank you so much. You have a great day. And Rachel, we'll see you in a couple of weeks, honey.
All right. Can't
All right.
wait.
And that was another radio station calling in.
Yes.
That was Steve.
That
yes,
was
we've been
wonderful.
Chatting a little bit about Rachel. I know I have a surprise guest on the phone. Now, you know, we kind of came over on how things and timing and God's timing is meant to be. Let's get Shampoo. Shampoo is on the line. Shampoo, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
Sounds interesting.
It looks like you guys have a great time. I wish I was there with you guys having a good time.
We are.
Well,
right?
you're a part of this. I told you I had some plans for you. Now, Shampoo has a show that he's doing for men, like Oprah has for women.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yes.
So actually, I'll go right into it because I know we're crushed for time also.
Thank you.
I have one of the most unique shows that we have gone on. It's called The Shampoo Show. That's spelled with a U and not two O's. And with the most amazing slogan. Are you guys ready for this?
Ready.
Yes.
The women have Oprah and The View. Now the men have shampoo.
All right.
How do you like that, Rachel? So,
I love it.
What we do, how it came about the show, is that it seems like all of my careers, all of my family are nothing but women. So I know women. I was raised up with them, work around them, all that, and I definitely know men because I'm men.
Right.
Now, what I have always noticed through all these years, when looking at all the daytime talk shows, you look in the audience, and it's nothing but women.
Right.
So imagine having an audience with nothing but men. And that's where we got it from. And believe it or not, it's kind of crazy, but most of my listeners and viewers are women because the problem with women is men.
Uh-oh.
But the problem with men
is women.
And women think that they communicate better than men. No, you do not. You just communicate very different than men. And here's an example. If a woman pretty much calls her spouse and says, honey, when you get home, we need to talk. She really should have said, honey, when you get home, you need to sit down and listen because she has the problem, the solution, how we're going to handle it. And that turns into a dictatorship, and men just close down because sometimes we really just don't feel like arguing and doing all that stuff.
I was going to tell you, it's funny as people are saying, because we're getting married next month, you know, in Las Vegas. And I had a friend say to me, oh, well, if you ever have an argument, you can go on the couch because you got a beautiful couch. And I went, you know, the secret of a happy, you know, relationship is and marriage is when you get those foam mattresses and you sink into them. And if somebody gets an argument, they want to go on the couch. I'll tell you, it's not happening because you get on the couch for about 10 minutes. You're like, I want my bed back.
Okay.
I had that soft foam bed, you know. I even bought one for my grandson because he wanted one. Of course, now he goes to bed early.
Shampoo.
I totally agree with all of that. And that's why, I mean, I do seminars with nothing but ladies. And you seem like a tape example. The last one I did was with about 50 women. And I think I got everybody quiet because some of the major questions is about men. So my very first opening statement, before you guys asked me all of these questions, I said, really, how do you guys expect us to love you and we never saw anybody love our mothers?
Wow.
Oh.
How damn is that? And that comes with all different race. Just the whole nine yards.
Right.
So we're really kind of winging this, and hopefully in the process, some of us young guys in here have some good mentors that showed us how to be men.
Right. And this is a TV show? Is this a TV show?
He's working on
it.
Okay. Well, Oprah, in her audience, she has sometimes she has some males. So I want to know, can you have me in your audience? I'm a female. Can we come?
Oh, no. It's like I said, it's definitely everyone. But,
okay.
You know, like I said, a lot of the ladies want to hear because when I have the men on the stage, and so, like I said, all different race,
yes.
You know, I have the questions that are straight for the point that I'm representing the women because I know your thoughts. Now, when we do have, like I had a Valentine's special that we had nothing but women on the show.
Okay.
For a special. And that show was what's called Why Love Costs So Much.
Okay, I got you.
So, which means, like, and then the ladies got a chance to speak their view, and just like I was just saying, yeah, okay, Mimi, is you know, you guys say it's not a money thing, but it is a money thing. Like right now, these three beautiful ladies looking up here, a broke man, a man that doesn't have that much money unless you have a great damn good personality and can make him laugh. But then you have to be able to support all of that, you know? And so we just talk about so many little different things, or I think this one attracted a lot of ladies. As well, because you have a lot of single households that are raising up. And real quick, the majority of that, if a mother has a daughter and a little son, pretty much the same age, was pretty much one of the first things that the mother would do. She would buy to get the daughter a diary and explain to her what it is and teach her how to jot down her feelings, and it's a journal. So that's how, to me, as little kids, it started being girls maturing faster than young men. It's because of the small little things. So to get hold of that, let's change that. If you have a little boy, because you tell him, go outside, play, cry, dust off, be a man, and so you're getting taught two different things. So normally, that mothers love their daughters, I mean, you love their sons and raise their daughters. And now we're going to turn that around and raise our sons and love our daughters. Because a lot of us, you have to try to keep them off the poles nowadays.
Well, you know what? That North Pole out there is pretty chilly. But you know what? We want to thank you. We want to thank you. Yes, so much for calling in. I know we have other callers.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. Look forward to doing some stuff with you guys.
Sounds great. Good. And we'll be playing some of your information here. I'll be going through my producers with some of your footage. And we look forward to having you, Shampoo.
Calling from. Thank you. So much.
And I like your concept. I really like your concept.
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You guys can go to Facebook, The Shampoo Show TV, and get hold of me right there. And really thank you guys a lot. Everybody be safe and have a great weekend.
And same to you.
Thank you. And he's calling from Houston. So, again, that was Shampoo. You know, I always try to find different people in the industry to help them and get them connected. What did you think of Shampoo?
He must wash his hair a lot. I like the concept of it, his show, but it just sounds like man talk, no women allowed.
Oh, he said we could come.
She's a comedian.
Yes,
God, I went to comedy school for 5 years for that. She's got it. She's got it without going to comedy school. Yes. Now, next we have Joy Star Management on the phone calling. I don't know if she's on tour right now. Joy, you're on the air. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Dawn. I am good. How are you?
Trying to get you on the last 6 months. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from my office in Florida, near Orlando.
That's right. Now, I have, I don't know if you're listening to the show, I'll send you the podcast. Rachel Barcelona is a singer. She also sang at Madison Square Garden.
I did.
I know. Great. And so, Joy, tell everybody what you do first.
Well, what I do is I specialize in artist management and development. I also do tour management. And record producing, TV, movies, music videos, we kind of do everything.
Okay, how does somebody like Rachel or, you know, one of our beauty queen Atlantis here get with you
Princess.
For singing Princess?
The best thing to do is to email us if they have a press kit or if they can have a bio and pictures. Just tell us something about themselves and they can find our email on our Facebook.
Okay, Rachel.
And I sent you.
Okay, I have all that's up there. Rachel, do you have a press kit on yourself with singing and all your videos?
Not really.
We're working on that. So
okay. All right, if she wants, she can just send me a video, even if it's just a YouTube video.
Perfect, you have that.
Yeah, I do.
Sure, and any accomplishments she's done in the past, that'd be great. How old is Rachel?
18.
18? 18.
Yep.
Wow, that's awesome. You're at a good age.
Yeah. I know. Now, tell some of the people that you've worked with, some of your major artists that you've been working with, Joy.
Well, right now I'm managing Doug Ireland, and they're a rock band out of Detroit, and we are about ready to release a new CD for them this spring and summer, and we're getting ready to embark them on a European, Canada, U.S. tour.
Okay.
Which is pretty awesome. And then I have a few other clients I work with, some rappers, Delusional, Timmy B, and Ninja Red, and they're all up-and-coming rappers, which are good. But we work with all types of music. And we work with an amazing producer in Nashville, Mike P, which is amazing. He's awesome. Basically, what we do with up-and-coming artists is we help them put their package together, promote them and market them, and get them hooked up with the right people.
Perfect. Well, say hi to Maurice Starr for me.
Oh, definitely. Oh, he's doing amazing. And K5, of course, you know, they just got their number one on the Billboard.
Right. Do you know that's the group I was talking about?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And I do a lot of work with Maurice, marketing, promotions, casting for his music videos. But the boys are awesome. They're amazing. I think they're definitely going to be the next superstars of the future. So
right.
This is amazing.
Well, yeah, quick story I have for you. I know Maurice, I had somehow he added me on Facebook. And so we're talking. I'm like, oh, I got to get some of my talent on, you know, your show, my show. And he's like, wait a second. I am Maurice Starr. I call the shots. Who is this Dawn Reese? And I didn't realize I saw all the gold records behind him on the wall,
right?
And everything.
Yeah.
And, but he's a
he's
fabulous.
Done everything.
I know.
Kids on the Block, New Edition, well, you know. And then I think NK5 is going to be right up there with all the rest of them.
So he had New Kids
yeah.
on the Block. He had New Edition. And and now he's got a new group that he's performing with. So I know his Facebook's almost full, but he has a radio show as well, I think, on Sundays.
Yeah, he does. Star 98, I believe.
Yeah.
Or something. It's one of my, everybody said it, right?
Well, tell me, give him a little plug today. That's cool.
Yeah, he's got like 5 different stations he does. He's amazing. He's an amazing man, definitely.
I agree.
Definitely.
And we look forward to having your artist on the air with us to sing as well with their MP3s in the next couple weeks. I look so forward to that, Joy. Do you have a question for
definitely.
Joy? Anybody? Real quick?
Yes, I would know. What's the cost for your services? The cost?
It's more of a percentage.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so, Joy, and then I have all that attached to Tantalk 1340 for your information, so we'll connect you with that as well, so they all can you know, go over there. And we thank you so much for calling in. We look forward to having you in the studio. And Rachel, you're going to get hooked up with Joy as well.
I would love to.
Yes.
I think I know Rachel. I really do. When she was younger, did you audition for Sunset Valley?
Yes, I did. Oh, my God. Hi.
I do. I remember you. You were young then. I mean, you're still young, but... I can remember you.
That's awesome.
You're still in the industry and everything. Definitely email me. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, sometimes I wouldn't mind being in a girl band, even though I'm classically trained.
Right. Yeah, I did.
Fun.
I had a girl band. I had a couple of them going at one time. And they're fun to be in. So.
Super fun. Well, I know, Joy, I'm going to bring you back on every week. I'm looking forward to that. And then also, I want to thank you so much for calling in today and being a part of our show.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Dawn. I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Very, very soon, I promise. All right, everybody. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you.
So you remember her.
I do.
Yeah. Very cool. Now, I know we have Stuart from Denver on the line. And we have about 7 minutes left. Hi, Stuart. Are you on?
Yes, Dawn, I'm here.
Well, Stuart, my Periscope went out there. That kind of happens. Stuart, have you gone to Periscope and done any broadcasting yet on Periscope? Whoop, there goes again.
No, I haven't. I'm into this broadcasting.
It's live broadcasting as well, but we're on 3 stations here with Tan Talk. Now, everybody, Stuart's from Denver, and he had RachelLampa.com. Rachel was one of his singers, Christian singer, and I had met her back in the days. And then he's got, Chelsea, tell all the people that you've had rising stars that you've worked with in your singing career.
Let's see. Rachel Lampa, Stacey Orico, Chelsea Brummett. Chris O'Neill, who starred in The Last Mimsy for New Line Cinema.
Cool.
and lots of others that are might not know their names, but you can find them on the internet. They're out there doing it. They're rising stars.
Now, Stuart, you have somebody with you?
I have one with me right now, and we're just getting her career started.
Fabulous.
Her name is Avery Sandler.
Hi, Avery. How old are you?
I'm 14.
14. Okay, you're going to sing us something a cappella, and then we can play your MP3 on the station? You have about maybe 30 seconds or 60 seconds for an a cappella?
You know what? We don't have an MP3, but she can sing live if it goes over the arrow.
There we go. Let's try it. I'm going to say action, 3, 2, 1. You're on.
Yeah, just play 60 seconds.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Stuart, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Yeah,
there
was echoing.
Bad connection.
Yeah, we have to stop because it's echoing, so we have to get that MP3. But we look forward to interviewing her when I get to Denver next month. I want to get her on camera. All right.
Well, we will. And, you know, you have a YouTube, don't you?
I do have a YouTube. It's Glenn Sandler. It's under my dad's name.
Okay, Stuart, send me that. We'll put that to the station. I know we have 7 minutes, but I have Rachel in the studio. I have another talent for you. And I want you to hear her sing as well. And so, Rachel, introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Rachel, and I just sang something for them. I don't know if most people or anyone out there heard it, but it would be an honor if you did. And you like Phantom of the Opera, right? Or do you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone hates it, but I'm going to be singing the end of Think of Me since we're crunched on time here, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Flowers fade, the fruits of summer fade. They have their season, so do we. But please promise me that sometimes you will think of me.
What do you think of that, Stuart?
Yeah, well, you know what? Give her my my info, and she would like to work with me. We can do some stuff.
We will. And Stuart, give everybody, you know, your website so they can go to it.
It's www.allthatent.com. And then also on Facebook under All That Entertainment, or even under my name, Stuart Whitmore, spelled S-T-U-A-R-T, W-H-I-T-M-O-R-E.
Sounds great, Stuart. We got about 3 minutes left, and I want to thank you for calling in so much. And we look forward to having the artist with the MP3 so we can definitely airplay that. What do you think on that?
I think so. Yes, definitely.
I agree. And Stuart is an amazing man, so I'll connect you with him, with your mom as well. Yes. Stuart, thank you so much calling from Denver. How's the weather there? Real quick, I got one second to ask you that.
I think it's warmer here than it is there right now.
Oh. I heard that. I heard that. Denver kind of goes off, and then it's you know, rains and it snows, and then it clears up in sunshine.
Yes.
All right, Stuart, I'll see you next month in Denver, Colorado. I can't wait, and I want to thank you for calling in.
You bet. Thank you,
Don. Right, thank you. Now, Peter, I wanted to thank Domino's Pizza. I guess you had said Domino's dropped some pizza off, and we have a guest on the line. We have 1 minute. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, this is Larry, the Domino's pizza driver. We're listening to you here at Domino's at 1110 Myrtle Avenue, and we like what you're doing for these young people, getting them out there, getting them hooked up with the proper people. My manager Darren, he wanted me to tell you that there's two large, two topping, and a 2 liter of soda you can get. So that's two large pizzas with two toppings for $22.99. And our phone number is 727-442-3030.
Very good. Our local Domino's Pizza.
Yes.
Great special for a nice, warm, cozy day. And go home and watch some good movies. How's that?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in. Domino's Pizza here. And we have 1 minute left. And Rachel.
Enjoy your pizza.
Thank you. So we want to thank you. You have a camera crew here today.
I do.
Yes. And you can't tell us yet because it's a surprise, I guess.
Yes.
So they're filming you and following you around.
Yes, they are.
Okay. So how does that feel?
Oh, it's nothing.
It's nothing? No? And your mom is super gorgeous. You know that.
Really?
Yes, she is.
She's beautiful. And what a pair. I miss that with my mom. You know, you've got a special bond between each other, and that's really special.
We do.
Enjoy that because it's something very special.
Yep, it's a treasure. It's a treasure. And also, before we go, do we have another caller? I was expecting two more.
We got Vicky.
Okay, hi, Vicky. Are you on the air?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
Good, Vicky. Tell everybody who you are.
This is Vicky Santiago. I spoke with you last week. My daughter, Sarai Santiago, was in the Martin Luther King Parade.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And we have like 2 minutes, and I'm holding up 1 minute. I just want to say congratulations because on the air we're announcing that she is our new Miss Teen, actually, our new Miss Florida. And you are our new Mrs. Florida Showbiz. And your husband's going to be one of our reporters out there. And we also want to thank you.
Her. Hi.
Yes. And this is also for, we've got Atlanta, she's getting her media ID as well today. And we look forward to working with you and having you a part of our team with Tan Talk 1340.
Yes.
Wonderful. I can't wait to start doing reporting with you guys as well as working with Dawn Reese.
I appreciate it. We have 20 seconds to go. When Vicky, we're going to bring you in the studio. We're out. We love you. And I'm Dawn Reese, your host. And Rachel, thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.
It was so much fun. When are you coming back?
I would love to come back very soon.
Well, guess Good. What? You have a media ID. You're a part of the family now.
Yes. Awesome.
We want you back anytime, every weekend, if you can, and bring us some stories, and we'll airplay them if you're traveling.
Cool.
You like that?
Yeah.
I like it, too.
Totally delightful.
Thank All right. You. We're good, Peter? Okay.
And so, thank you, Atlantis.
Yes. She's going to sing for us one of these days, right?
Yes.
Get okay. it ready. You like to be a reporter? Yes. Call 727-871-7788. I'm Dawn Reese, your host. Hollywood Connections, like us on Facebook. And we want to thank you for filming today. We don't know what you're doing yet, but we're excited for you. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye.